The Arabian Nights has inspired many a writer, including Australian novelist David Foster, whose new novel, Sons of the Rumour, draws on the collection of 1001 entertainments and its framing story of a woman who avoids execution by beguiling the Sultan with nightly tales. Foster subverts the original. His characters speak Occa, and he describes the Scheherazade figure as a modern Cronulla woman. The novel also includes some of Foster's favourite themes, like alchemy and Sufism. Reviewer Anna Hedigan read Sons of the Rumour for the Book Show, and she thinks in this case Foster's literary alchemy, is heavily influenced by testosterone.
David Foster's new novel is set for the most part in 7th century Merv, an oasis city of Persia ruled by Padishah Shahban al-Mawazi. He lives an idle life making toothpicks and moaning about the inconstancy of women, a subject which obsesses him since his beloved first wife cheated with a blackamoor. Since then, he's consoled himself with a sex-death orgy, marrying 1,100 virgins and executing them the very next day, wrapped in their own maidenhead sheets. His current wife, Scheherazade, has escaped the executioner's block by telling tales. Here the book takes a pretty sharp detour from the hazy, perfumed air that one expects from a retelling of the Arabian Nights. The storyteller survives because she has perky boobs that obsess the Shah. She talks like a cross between a truckie and the owner of an Ipswich chip shop. Her incessant boring tales bewilder him and drive him out of his palace to loiter in the compound of his wazir, pouting, until someone tells him a tale to make him feel important. And what tales they are! The stories told to the Shahban zing with the vibrancy of Central Asian life, an unfamiliar landscape of strange races and tongues, bizarre religions, miracles, and sudden death. A Chinese crippled serf falls in love with his own feet and invents foot binding. A cameleer imprisoned in Tibet and tattooed with a mantra against his will comes back from the desert to find himself revered for generating a blue melon, sacred and prized, from a single seed in his own waste. Foster's writing is difficult to describe. It's blokey and collegial, high-minded and infantile, overstuffed with obscure theologies, alchemy and willful melancholia. It can seem hermetic and impenetrable, then suddenly light and broad, a drink in a pub and a yarn. He doesn't mediate his esoteric interests one jot to accommodate the reader. If you want to be an acolyte, you need to do the work, his books insist. This can have drawbacks. The reader feels harassed by incessant preaching, stuck at speaker's corner. Such writing is difficult to like, may even seem the product of a disordered mind. The connectedness of everything can be a mania. The obscurity of Foster's vision is bearable because he's such a deft judge of when to give it a break. Before I read Sons of the Rumour, I'd heard a quote where Scheherazade talks about her norks, and it sounded quite ghastly to me, as dated as Alvin Purple. But the broad accents work well, a little psht of air released from the pressure cooker of Sufic theology and medieval cruelty. A blessed relief from the 7th century is the rent in time that introduces Al Morrissey, jazz drummer and quote-unquote blacker Jew, flying long-haul from Sydney to Ireland in 2007. He's a great character and wickedly funny. His rant about how a young boy named Harry Potter cannot possibly unlock the alchemical mystery is wonderful. However, Al's lament for the muse that turned out to be a whore is a pretty tired record. Peter Carey did it better in Theft. I'd have preferred if Foster found another obsession to hang his character's quest on. The misogyny's hard to bear. It may be present to highlight the terrifying distance between the traditional role of women in Islam and the post-Christian secularism of Australia, to point out the dangers of ignoring the mismatch in values between Islam and she'll be right, mate. But my, it grates. It's so relentless, you're fairly bashed with it. All women do it, i.e. are unfaithful, is a mantra in this book about men. And while I'm not suggesting that Foster believes it personally, despite his avowed position as an unreconstructed man, I got sick of turning the other cheek. Even if the constant worrying about the horns of the cuckold indicated a sublimated death fear, it bored me. Transformation is the point to which everything returns in Sons of the Rumour. The great work of finding meaning in life and the inner purity required to achieve it. I wished for a bit less testosterone and a more discerning rigour in the philosophical inquiry, but Foster really disappoints with his ambitious and unique style. Transform yourselves into living philosophical stones, alchemist Gerhard Dorn exhorts us. Difficult works like this bring the reader a little closer, perhaps.
Anna Hedigan reviewing David Foster's latest novel called Sons of the Rumour. It's published by Picador.